Six Assembly and Senate committees will take testimony from what they call relevant stakeholders and say they hope to engage in a meaningful dialogue on the topic of sexual harassment in the workplace. But they say they won't be taking any individual sexual harassment complaints at the hearing. The state's first female Senate Majority Leader, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, called for the hearings on the first day of the 2019 legislative session.
We need to deal with the scourge of sexual harassment in the workplace. We cannot let this moment and movement pass. We will hold hearings, and we will hold all accountable.
The Sexual Harassment Working Group, made up of seven former New York State legislative staffers who've experienced or reported sexual harassment while working for the state, expressed relief. They said in a statement that they're thrilled with the decision. The group's Erica Vladimir says the women have been asking for the hearings for nearly a year.
Public hearings isn't the last step. It's the first step in really creating the strongest laws to protect workers across New York.
Vladimir came forward last winter when she accused former Senate Independent Democratic Conference leader Jeff Klein of forcibly kissing her at a gathering of lawmakers and staffers to celebrate the passage of the state budget at an Albany bar in April of 2015. Klein, who lost his Senate seat in a 2018 primary, denies the accusation. The state's Joint Commission on Public Ethics is still investigating. Vladimir says she's tried to gain something positive out of her experience.
I didn't do it for the sole purpose of just telling my story, but I knew how important it was to put it out there in order to help advance stronger laws. And being a part of the working group is really the reason why I'm able to do this in the way that we have been on a day-to-day basis. I honestly don't know where I would be if I was doing this by myself.
Klein, as the leader of a legislative conference, participated in closed-door meetings last year with two other legislative leaders and the governor to craft new anti-sexual harassment rules for the state. The all-male meeting excluded Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, who was then the minority leader. Stewart-Cousins has now set the date for the hearings along with Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie. Governor Cuomo has said repeatedly that the new anti-sexual harassment guidelines that were put in place last October are the best in the nation. But the Sexual Harassment Working Group disagrees. Vladimir says there's more work to be done.
The working group, and I think a lot of other advocates and victims, would strongly disagree with him. We can easily point to laws right here in New York City that are actually stronger than state laws. And so we have an opportunity to pass laws that are the strongest in the nation, but we're not there yet. And we can't get there until victims have a seat at the table and their stories are centered.
Vladimir says in the days ahead, her group will work to get the word out about the hearings and will encourage as many elected officials as they can to attend. She says they'll also be asking leading experts on anti-sexual harassment policy and advocates to provide testimony. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.